If marriage involves integrating separate individuals into a single pair, and family involves integrating children into that existing pair, divorce explicitly involves a return to separate entities, and for the children involved, being a separate entity for the first time. Thus, this is a threat to their individual identity. Knowing more about identity development during the teen years can help us to help teens, or at least understand what's going on in divorce situations. So let's take a look at identity development in adolescence. Now, we can't even start without talking about Erik Erikson. Erik Erikson in the 1960s laid the foundation for research on adolescent identity development with the publication of his famous book, Identity, Youth and Crisis. It was in that book that Erikson saw adolescence as a major juncture in life in which young people start to focus intense energy on issues like self-definition and self-esteem. Through a combination of factors associated with physical development, occupational choices, social choices, and expectations by their parents and peers, Erikson maintained that young people are engaged in a period of identity crisis. It's a process where the adolescent draws on resolutions from earlier life crises and experiences to resolve the search for a sense of personal direction. So, what does this mean? Well, Erikson talks about it in stages, and from the first of Erikson's eight stages, the successful resolution of basic trust versus mistrust will result in hope. Hope leads to confidence and optimism about the future. Then, stage two is achieving autonomy, and that provides the individual with a sense of will and self-control over their own lives. And in Erikson's third stage, the struggle is between initiative and guilt. Initiative gives purpose and the strength to pursue goals. And in stage four, your industrious young person acquires a sense of competence and knowledge that will enable her or him to demonstrate their abilities. So in adolescence, these earlier crises that they experience are interwoven into addressing the new crisis of identity and fidelity. That is, coming to grips with being true, genuine, and faithful, not only to yourself, but to others. If you're successful in handling all of these crises, the young person can commit to friendships and intimate relationships. So the question of who am I that is addressed during the adolescent years is not only set to themselves, but to others as well. Young adolescents are making decisions. They begin a journey of self-discovery, a journey that will pit the beliefs of childhood and cultural training against the higher order of values that they discover in the world around them as they get older. The choices adolescents make during their journey define him or her as a person.